we offer a warm welcome to each of you from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
It has been said, love cannot be defined. That's probably true. But Jesus said, love can be tested. And that's what we're going to talk about in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God in heaven, thank you for loving us. Then thank you for calling us to love you. Lord Jesus, we realize that it is only as you give us strength and power that that love can be seen in the way we live and the things that we say. But speak to us again today through your holy word, and grant that it may be right from your own lips, Lord Jesus, that we hear you saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. All this we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you.
Word of God, as it is recorded in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with the 15th verse. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is a spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth. Your word is eternally true. Friends in Christ, when we hear the word love, what comes to mind? It has certainly been said so often by very, very learned people, love cannot be defined. And without a doubt, that's right. Have you ever sat down and tried to write a definition for that word love? At the same time, love can be experienced, can't it? We know that people love us. I know that my family loves me. I know that many people who are my friends have showed all kinds of love for me. And that is what Jesus is telling us today in the text that is ours. He says to the disciples of all ages, if you love me, you will obey what I command. To put it another way, he says, love may not be defined, but certainly it can be tested. God loves us, and God just does not say that in his word, but he lets us know through demonstration of that love. Just think of that love that is round about us today. He has placed us in this marvelous creation. Now we are beginning to have real spring and summer, and we know that the creation is unfolding. This is God's tremendous gift to us, that we can live on this beautiful earth for a number of years. We also realize that we did not always live according to his will, nor has anyone ever lived according to that will. But even though we fell in sin, God did not discard us. But rather than that, he sent into this world his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ on the cross of Calvary has paid the price for our sins. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you can have the complete forgiveness of all of your sins and the promise that you are God's children forever. Now remember, and I hope you understand what I said, and it's not because of what I said, but because it is in the Word of God, that in order to experience this love that God has for us in the redemptive sense of the word, we must know Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. There is none of this universalism in the New Testament. It is always that we are made righteous by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And so that means that he will daily forgive me my sin. I don't like that sin. I really don't want to live in that sin. But I know that I'm a sinner, and day in and day out, you and I fall into that sin which is not pleasing to Almighty God. But at the same time, he comes and says, you're mine. I have forgiven you. Now then, as we walk with him, physically speaking, we know that we need someone to help us. And so what does he do? In our text today, he says, I'm going to give you another counselor. Who was that counselor? The Holy Spirit, who speaks to us through the Bible. In other words, we have one walking beside us all the time as he makes his communication known through the scriptures, through what you and I have memorized, through what we read, through what we know as far as being the will of God or not being the will of God, through what's right for us and what's wrong. That's the Holy Spirit, the counselor who lives inside. And Jesus says he will tell you the truth so that you do not have to walk in darkness and not know what is right and what is wrong. Another thing that he said, and here this love is demonstrated as you have never seen it before. He says, I'll not make you orphans. I'm not going to leave you. You see, at that particular time, some of the disciples were very concerned. They had walked with the Lord Jesus, and they had been rather interested in dealing with people, and sometimes might even have offended them themselves, but they always had Jesus to fall back on. And now they thought, if he isn't going to be here, then what are we going to do? And Jesus says, look, this is a gift. This is my love. I am in you. I will give you my spirit. And those of us who are believers in Christ Jesus realize how that Christ is within us and how the Spirit of God is there, even though we often muffle it and even though we often turn from it. The Spirit of God, nevertheless, is there. It is that small, quiet voice saying, come on now, this is the time to do my will. Come on now, don't do that which you want to do, because that is not according to my will. How often have we, as his children, not experienced the truth of this promise, that he is with us? We've had some difficult times in life, and yet we know that no matter what the difficulty might be, the Lord Jesus is always there with us. So that's his love for us. There is no question that he has demonstrated that from the creation to the present moment. Now then, the next question is, what about our love for God? That too can be proven. Listen to what our Lord Jesus says. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor. You see, in other words, if you really say, I love you, Jesus, that's going to show in your life and in mine. These words are spoken to those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. They are not spoken to those who have no relationship with Jesus Christ. What does a person care about loving God if God has no real place in his life? And God has no place in his life unless Jesus Christ is there as a Savior and the Lord. But then when we have that place, when we are in that right relationship, if you love me, you will obey what I command. In other words, the neighbor boy who has no relationship to me can listen to what I'm saying, but he doesn't have to obey me. There's no relationship there. But my own child, if I say you do this and that child loves me, then you and I know that he's going to try to show by his actions, by his attitudes, that he does love us, love me. If you love me, Jesus said, you're going to show it. You see, what he is saying is, it is more than simply singing, oh, how I love Jesus. It is a lot more than lifting your voices and crying out, my Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. It is letting that confession reveal itself in action. Now, how does love reveal itself? Well, the husband who loves his wife shows it. The person who says, I love you, Mary, and then is unfaithful to her, really does not love her, according to the word that is found in the scriptures today. Those of us who claim love for our country will show it by true patriotism. And that does not always mean that we agree with everything that our government is doing. But there will be a relationship there. This is my country. I know that it has fallen into sin. I know that it often does not do right. But this is my country, and I love it, and I will show that I do by my action. A few weeks ago, it was my opportunity to listen to General Norman Schwarzkopf. He came to our city and was a speaker there on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa. I paid $100 to go and listen to that person. My wife said, "No, I don't think that I'm going to go with you, but you may go if you want to." Now, why did I want to go? Well, I expected that he'd have some good things to say, and he certainly did. But the thing that made me really want to go there, I wanted to see that man. I'd watched him on television during the war, Desert Storm. I wanted to see what really made him tick. When he walked onto that stage that night, and the colors were presented, and here stood a general of the army. And then as I listened to him begin to speak, and he told us why he was there, for there were pickets outside. He said, "I was not there to conduct a war that would kill a lot of people. I was there because my country sent me there, and I love my country." He's a rather tall, large man, all man, no question about that. But he made a chill go down my spine that shows what love for country really is when you looked into the eyes of that very important man of our army. Your life will reveal love for Christ if you do love him. Now then, what is this love for Christ? He said, "You'll keep my commandments." And I'm not thinking now just of the Ten Commandments. Certainly we will try to keep them too. We do not discard them, as some would today, and say there are no absolutes. But we'd take a look into his word, and we'd find out what he really wants us to do, how he wants us to act. And we've got all kinds of stories there, haven't we? Remember that story of the Good Samaritan? You remember that there were two people who saw that person suffering, lying there nigh unto death. One a priest, another a Levite. And they looked down and they said, "Well, we love the person. He is a human being. But we're too busy today to attend to his needs." And then a Samaritan came by. And what did he do? He went down and poured oil on his wounds, healed him as best he could where he was. And then he placed him on his animal, his beast, and brought him to the inn. There he said, "Take care of him. I have to get going now, but if it costs any more than I thought it would, I'll pay you when I come back here once more." Jesus said to the people, "Who now proved to be his neighbor?" And they replied, "Well, the Good Samaritan." And then Jesus said, "And now there's the command, go thou and do likewise." What is he saying? If you love me, you will have a heart for these people who are suffering. And we know that there are so many who are suffering. We cannot pass them by. That love demonstrates itself in action. Now here, friend, I realize that I need the gospel. For there are so many times that I, too, can follow in the path of the Levite or the priest. So many who are hurting, and I go right by them. Well, that's testing my love, isn't it? And it's telling me that I probably do not love the Lord Jesus as much as I sometimes think I do. What is another command that he gave? Notice what he says here. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And the last command that our Lord Jesus Christ gave was, "And you shall be my disciples both in Jerusalem and in Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That's his command. And when I stop and think of so many people who live round about us, and they do not know about Jesus Christ, they have never been told. We get into our comfortable automobiles on a Sunday morning and off to church we go, and we're grateful that people do go to church. But there are so many we pass on the way. Well, they know where we're going. Why don't we invite them to come along? Why don't we sit down and talk to them about the Lord Jesus? This is what he has commanded of us. And so we go there and we sing, "My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine." But do we really? Do we really and never say a word to that person who yet lives in darkness because he has not come to faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord? Remember what our Lord Jesus said when it came to loving our enemies? He said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. That's a command. He didn't say, I'd like to have you do it. No, he says, you love your enemies. And that does not simply mean those who live in the Mideast and who attack our land, but it is a person with whom I live. It is a person who probably has done me a lot of harm, might have been quite unjust in many of his actions. Jesus says to us who call ourselves Christians, you are to love your enemies. And you are to pray for those who persecute you. What a different world it would be. What a different church it would be. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Yeah, the Lord Jesus is telling us, friend, that he wants our love. But he wants it, a love that will show. We can sing about love. We can write emotional letters expressing our feelings for another person. We can easily philosophize about love that cannot be defined. But it is best revealed in the words of Jesus. When love motivates me, I act. And in our love for Christ, it moves us to let him motivate us so that we might do his will, that being to show him how much we love him. Well, there's a lot of heavy stuff here, and I think that most of us say that after we have sat under the word of our Lord, not the word of the preacher, but the word of our Lord, we see how much we need the gospel. And so it's always that law of God that drives us to Christ and say, Lord Jesus, forgive us for not loving you in a way that is evident, and then create within us, Holy Spirit, a love to serve the Savior. Amen.
Jesus, bless me.
Holy Spirit, touch our hearts with those words, that if we truly love the Lord, then we will keep his commandments. And we know what those commandments are, for they have been revealed to us, spelled out to us so clearly in the Bible. God, today we pray that we may be a comfort to someone who is sick or shut in, that we may pray for that person, but if we are physically able to get out and talk to that person, to help that person in whatever way we can, to let the love that first touched our lives enter into us in such a way that it can flow from us to touch the life of some other person. Thanks, God, for giving us this good word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the message and music in today's service will strengthen you for the week ahead. We are asking our radio listeners for help in sharing our word and spreading the light of salvation through Jesus Christ. Tell a friend about us, request a sermon for a neighbor, or share a CD with a relative. By making more people aware, we can increase our radio and internet ministry by sharing the word and spreading the light so no one walks in darkness. Christian Crusaders is funded entirely through free will gifts and donations from individuals and congregations. Donations enable us to buy time on radio stations throughout the United States. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.